as it's structured.
I would second that.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
Was it 5-0?
Yes.
5-0. Okay.
All right, we're going to move on to the next public hearing of 23-010V with Christopher Alderton.
Variance number 23-010V. Rhonda and Christopher Alderton are seeking a variance from the same provisions, 10.020 R1 density and dimensional, from the Taney County Zoning Regulations. The applicant seeking a 10-foot front property line setback, allowing the applicant to construct a 40-by-40 garage to be 10 feet from the front property line. As per the Taney County's assessor's information, the property is 1.1 acres in size, is lot number 5, located in the Timber Lake subdivision with a single-family home located on the property. So turning our attention to the screen, again, this is our variance staff recommendations. And number one is the approval of a front setback of 10 feet, allowing for the construction of a garage. And then again, a residential building permit shall be required in compliance with all applicable provisions of Taney County Zoning Regulations. This is down State Highway T. To the left on Sunset Inn Road, you can see the parcel here. Sunset Inn Road is a little bit of a Y. There's two entrances to hit Sunset off of T. Just a little markup of the location where the building's proposed. You'll see some photos. So there it is, staked out.
Is that boat?
That's a pontoon boat.
On the inside of that green, is that green bucket to the left of it?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I think that your applicant had a bunch of pictures in your packet that he provided.
I
so
see that. Yeah.
With that, I would turn it over.
Okay. All right.
My name is Chris Alderton. Thank you guys for hearing us today. We're asked for a variance because if you notice on where that coming off the T highway to try to back a boat down or anything down there, you got people that come off a T highway. They just come straight off of that highway and just come in, and then you've got people from the other direction coming from Sunset, and there's kind of a blind spot there if I wanted to put it on the other side of the property. So that's why we propose that on this side of the property we can coat down that cul-de-sac, kind of turn around, and then before we get up to the street, we can make a little driveway to come into that and on our property, and then you know, go into the garage, and then and if we ever have to pull a boat out, we can pull out straight out onto the highway where everybody can see us. We have two boats. Of course, we want to make a little shop, too, but basically to, trying to make the property look better just in that blue boat, that boat just sitting there with a blue tarp over it, and, you know, we're trying to make the make it look nice, and so that's why we're in a because that property runs, it's kind of a point. As you get closer to that cul-de-sac there, it gets smaller and smaller. So like one end, the back of the garage is going to, it's 20 feet to her property. On the, and then the one on the west corner, it's like 16. So it gets narrow real quick. So going, you know, the law says 25 feet, so it's hard to put a shop there or a garage for our boats there. That's why we're asking for the 10 feet variance.
If you would show us on the map where you propose the driveways, can you zoom in on that?
Yeah, I'm trying to have a little.
Okay, I'll quit.
You're gonna have a driveway, you know, coming off here, and then the shed is gonna be right in here, so kind of somewhat of a driveway, and then have a little bit continuance off of this driveway. So that edge of that shed is gonna be right on the where our driveway is anyway. So I would like to come in, pull it in, kind of doing a L for my boat. So when we want to take it out, we can just go in kind of an angle a little bit, go out and out. So we have that problem now when we have that boat right here. I still come off of this end, but sometimes if I'm way up here, you know, there's traffic always going through here. And so if we had it over here, we would have traffic stopped all the time coming in and going out. And there's such a fall over on this side for any kind of a shed or garage, you'd have to build it up so much higher.
Just out of curiosity, if we were to allow the variance on the front, what would the back?
Yeah, I was trying to look at that picture because it looks like
corner. It's practically on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like I said, basically, the garage is going to be like right here to here. This corner to her property is 20, I think I remember 21 feet. And then this corner here is 16.6 feet to her property.
Okay.
Which is supposed to be, what's the?
For a non-inhabitable structure, 5 feet on the back.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Okay.
Chris, what would be the problem with putting it closer to the back property line?
There's not. I mean, just saying that we just kind of picked that. It's so much easier just to get it out, up and out. I mean, the farther back, I've already got concrete guys out here just giving me quotes. There's like, I have to build this up like almost 3 to 4 feet.
Yeah.
It's pretty much somewhat level till about right where this mark is here. And farther back we go, of course, that's more money. You know, I'm just trying to. Cost wise too. Plus, I'm trying to keep the woods here where we still have privacy between, you know, my neighbor. You know, it's, you know, I'm not trying to. So that's just basic. But if I the 25 feet just will not work. If this would be so far over onto, I mean, we'd be like a foot or two if we did that. You know. That's why we're asking for the variance. And of course, I'm putting pictures, if you come up to out of that cul-de-sac, you still have a clear line of sight. So anybody, any cars coming.
Yeah.
So, you know, we don't want to have no line of sight where nobody can see past the building or anything like that.
Scott, did you measure by chance from the bucket to the asphalt? With that distance?
I thought we did. I mean, it was 10.
Yeah, well, the pin, you see, if you've seen my, I don't know if that's me or somebody.
But you can see that pin right there. I mean, he had it surveyed.
I had it surveyed.
Well, I know, but.
10 feet to the bucket.
10 feet to the bucket.
To the pin, but not to the asphalt, right?
No.
That's what I was asking.
How much further is it from the asphalt back to the corner of the building?
Yeah. Did we measure to the asphalt edge when I was out there?
No, I think I measured from the pin.
Because it looks like it looks like you're still going to be about 20 feet from the asphalt.
So
if your pin's about right.
Here to there?
I think it's about centered, about 12, so it's going to be about 22.
About 22 feet.
12 feet your normal, 12 to 13.
From the asphalt, yeah.
Well, it won't interfere with the site.
I met with Road and Bridge there, and we were a little bit concerned about this timber trail, mm-hmm. And he sat right here and looked at the building, and he said, not a site issue,
yeah.
But he was real nervous about trying to get some kind of building here and some kind of driveway, because when they turn off, shoot right off on you. Been down there, you know how.
Yeah, I'd rather see the building entered from the cul-de-sac, too. Like you're saying, mm-hmm. pull in that road and back into it.
I've seen traffic on that road, and everybody's a lot safer if it can be on that side, for sure.
Is there any way to get it a little closer to the back property line?
There's a little bit of a play there, because, like I said, this one corner here is 21 feet, and then the farthing corner back there is 16.6. So we got maybe 5 feet to play with or more.
Okay.
Well, with it being so far off the asphalt anyway, the 5 feet shouldn't make.
Yeah.
But the 5 feet will make a lot of difference.
Sure.
In it.
All right.
Especially with the view not being interfered with either direction.
Not going to interfere with anything.
No.
Do you guys have any more questions for him?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Thank you, guys.
Yep. Appreciate your time.
Yep. Is there anybody else that'd like to speak in favor of this variance?
Excuse me, I just had my knee replaced a couple months ago.
I'm a neighbor of Chris's. I live further down Timber Trail in a cul-de-sac.
Could you state your name, please, Sue?
I'm sorry.
That's right.
Richard Stowell.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you. I'm familiar with the property. I've known the previous owners of the property before Chris bought it. He's faced with the situation of parking his boat and vehicles there, which he can do in our subdivision. We have 13 homeowners. We do not have a formal homeowners association, but I've talked to a number of the homeowners there, and from a visual perspective, I can say that no one has a problem with it. So I think it's a question, as you gentlemen are talking about, what's the best place for entrance egress on the property? His property slopes pretty dramatically towards T Highway, and that was a place I know that Chris examined. It makes it almost impossible because of the slope to construct there economically. But more importantly, to have an entrance or egress off that side, I think, is flat out dangerous because of the way the traffic moves on T and the way people come in on Sunset. So I think he's picked the right location. I can't say whether it should be 5 feet one way or 3 feet the other way. I can say, though, from a hardship point of view, he's allowed to keep his stuff there in plain sight. I think most everybody would be grateful if he put it, in a nicely constructed garage or shed as he's proposed. So I hope you rule in his favor.
All right. Thank you. All right. Is there anybody else who would like to speak in favor of this project?
I can sign in, but may I add something to what my husband said?
I believe you'll have to sign in real quick.
She could put her name on his.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Yeah. Come on up.
My name is Safari Carlotti, and I'm also very familiar with the property. As you said, we live down in the turnaround of the cul-de-sac. And so for all the people here to see how this is his property line, okay? And the biggest challenge he has is the traffic does speed right through here, either way. It's crazy. So when we come in to go home, we have to slow down and almost stop. There's no stop sign. But we do to be safe because they come around so fast. And this is a blind spot going that way. So if we turn in or come out, you can't see the cars until they're about right here. And they're going fast. So we feel for his safety and ours too, that, that if he were pulling out over here, it would be difficult for everybody. Here, this entrance would be perfect because this house, his driveway is over here. He's got a little one here also. And this lady, I talked to her also. She said she had no problem with it. So the only two people who could have a problem, I think, would be those two. But he's doing the same thing by asking for this. And it's really all about safety. I don't see another solution myself.
Thank you. All right, is there anybody else that'd like